Hello, everyone. So I was born in Taiwan in 1966. So baby girls born that year was considered very unlucky. They are called fire horses, and they are known to be rebellious, uncontrollable, and bring misfortune to their families and murder their husbands. So my grandmother, who told me all this, also gave me a nickname, Little Mutant, because among all the families, I'm the only one with naturally wavy hair. And if that does not distinguish me enough, Taiwanese government were encouraging families to have only two children per couple, and I was child number three. So I was nicknamed Duo Tou, literally meaning an extra head, the unwanted one. So, needless to say, I grew up feeling rather insecure. So, while I was working out this out, the adults in my family were quite anxious themselves. So, you see, in the 30s and 40s, over 15 million Chinese died from the Sino-Japanese War and then from the conflicts between the communists and the nationalists. So, my family survived by getting into bomb shelters minutes before the city was destroyed, or getting out one place and moving to another place before the army march in. And in the 70s, as more and more countries cut off diplomatic relationship with Taiwan and accept China, mainland China, as the legitimate government, they worried that history was about to repeat itself. Mainland China would attack Taiwan, and we would go through the same nightmare that they faced. So it was decided they would do everything to give us to the United States, where we would be safe. Fortunately, we have some relatives willing to sponsor us. Unfortunately, those relatives live in Bluefield, West Virginia. So West Virginia, as you know, it's a beautiful state, but in the late 70s, it was known for coal mining and not for teaching English as a second language. So I was 12 and my sister was 14. We had to leave my brother behind for other reasons. We came and the teachers had no idea what to do with us. So they park us in front of TV and have us watch Sesame Street and Electric Avenue hours and hours. So once the school is out during the summer, we supplemented our curriculum by watching General Hospitals and all my children. So that strategy worked. And I learned to speak English better than my parents very quickly and become their translator and their connection to the rest of the American society. So while my parents have no idea how we were navigating teenage angst, paying for college, there was no shortage of parental advice. So advice number one, work hard. And I did. So that little mutant eventually got a PhD in molecular genetics. And thank you. And I can mutate just about anything I want in the test tube. So, second piece of advice, don't have an American boyfriend. So, that turned out to be harder than getting a PhD. So, but I managed. I followed their advice and got an Italian boyfriend. So, that Italian boy was on his own migration journey. He had left Sardinia, Italy, where all his families lived, come here to pursue his doctor's degree in physics. And then so when we fell in love, he decided, well, I will stay here then. But at that time, Soviet Union just collapsed. So many scientists left Eastern Europe to come to United States. It was impossible for him, a newly minted doctor in physics, to get a job. So he went back to Italy, accepted a job in the university that he graduated from. So for 3 years, we were apart, and he crossed Atlantic Ocean exactly 17 times until I married him and agreed to move to Italy. So Once I got to Italy, and Sardinia is a beautiful island, I quickly and enthusiastically learned to cook, and I learned to speak Italian rather slowly and painfully. But I also learned that Sardinia, after being invaded so many times over the centuries, they were not very fond of outsiders. So everywhere I went, people asked, "Perché sei qui? Why are you here?" And then one night, I was punched by a total stranger for no reason at all. So after several years, I had learned enough Italian. I started a research project, got funding. My student graduated with top honor. So my husband and I thought, well, now it's time to see if I can have a real position. And we asked to have my American degrees recognized. They say no. We don't want to recognize your undergraduate degree. We don't care if you have a PhD from an internationally known place. We just don't want you. So one night, I was by then quite miserable, but I fear going back to the United States and start over again. And my husband was so happy there with his life, soccer, beach, family. I was really afraid what asking him to leave would do to our marriage. And then one night, I was crossing the street on foot. A car, an absent-minded driver, hit me going full speed. So I flew up 20 feet, landed on the car, seeking revenge, and broke out the windshield and bounced off again. And after that night, some parts of my body never worked the same again, including my head. So while I was hospitalized and recovering, I had time to think about my options. So that slightly damaged brain decided, I could have died. I'm leaving here, regardless of consequences. So fortunately, my husband agreed that we should go back to the United States. We pack up everything and came back to Baltimore. So fast forward to 2022, I got to study more genetics, mutate more things, become a faculty at University of Maryland. I got to teach graduate students and medical students, and one of my most recognized work was even mentioned in BBC News. So I now drag a career development program to make sure that young scientists, junior faculties, not only survive, but thrive in a very competitive world. And 3 years ago, at age 50 plus some, I went back to school to study psychology and become a mental health therapist. So a couple of days a week, I see clients come from all over the world, and we talk about their anxiety, work through their depression, and also feeling marginalized and coping with racism and microaggression. And earlier this year, we host a family from Ukraine who left almost everything behind to get to safety, very much like the way my family did. So you see that my modern migration story is not just moving from continent to continent, from genetics to psychology. It's also a little girl who used to be so insecure, becoming a woman who traveled around the world and quite comfortable in her own skin. So as people view me through their biases and distorted cultural lens, whatever is that gives me meaning and gives me joy becomes so much more clear. And so the story might start off as seeking safety, then love, adventure, but ultimately it's seeking freedom to change my mind, to reinvent myself. And by doing so, being the little mutant fire horse wasn't such a bad idea after all. Thank you.